So that blew up on him, and he kept trying to get back onto the mainstream and get attention, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Bobbitt and Tucker, all those people loved him. That didn't work. And then so he voted, the big defections came when he voted against the Big Beautiful Bill, he voted against the closing the borders, and he voted against the SAVE Act, a voter ID. And once he did that, he crossed the Rubicon. The left made him into a brave maverick. But he was always an ambiguous, problematic person, as he didn't have a lot of principles. He had convenient principles, because as you pointed out, to save his skin, he put out a false ad that years ago Trump had endorsed him when he won 80% against no opposition, essentially. So he re-ran that to fool people and think that Trump had flipped. Number two, he said in his defeat that he couldn't find his opponent because he's in Tel Aviv. Does anybody really believe he lost because of the Jews? He opposed the war, and he always votes against Israel, but that's not why he lost. He lost because he deliberately, on key votes that had nothing to do with Israel, turned on Donald Trump from a red district. It would be the analogous of, say, Nancy Pelosi's district. It's the bluest in the U.S., San Francisco, and then she started to vote with Republicans. That would be the end of her.